Here's another take on the German chancellor from Greece. It's the policies of Mrs. Merkel that are a threat to Europe. So says Alexis Tsipras. He's the leader of Syriza, a left-of-center, anti-austerity political party in Greece. Tsipras and his party are polling well ahead of elections planned for the end of January. And if Syriza wins, Tsipras says his first order of business is to get Greece out from under the tough austerity conditions imposed by the Eurozone over the past few years. That talk is rattling Merkel and other Eurozone heavyweights. There's talk, again, of Greece leaving the currency union.
Yeah, Marco, you might remember the Greek exit, otherwise known as the Grexit. Well, this is kind of Grexit 2.0.
Yes, I remember the Grexit. That's the world's Clark Boyd, who spent a lot of time in Greece a few years back covering the financial crisis there. Clark, I don't get it. Greece has been out of the headlines for months now. I thought Europe fixed the mess and Greece was getting better.
Yeah, to say that the mess has been fixed would be really overstating it. The general feeling is that the problems remain and the underlying problems of the Greek economy remain. And really, a lot of the underlying problems of the European economy remain. But what they were able to do, as one analyst put it, is kick the can down the road a little bit further than they thought they were going to be able to do. So they tweaked a few things here and there that seemed to get the country back on track, at least for a little while. But, you know, it's bound to come back up again.
So this politician, Alexis Tsipras, he wants out. He wants like a conscious uncoupling from the Eurozone?
No. In fact, in his rhetoric, he says, I want to remain a part of the Eurozone. But what he says is, if my party wins the election at the end of January, the first thing we're going to do is renegotiate all of those deals that we made with the Eurozone about how we're going to pay back all this debt that we have. And a lot of the leaders in Europe are looking at that and saying, well, we're not going to renegotiate that. We made those deals. We did them so that Greece could get back on track. And if they want to change that, then bye-bye.
So how do Greeks feel about the ongoing currency crisis and potentially leaving the euro?
I think it's fair to say that everybody is sick and tired of even talking about it. I think many Greeks feel like there's absolutely nothing that they can do in their day-to-day lives to change anything. And they really feel like their politicians are not helping them. And I was speaking with Katerina Vrana, who is a Greek comedian. She lives in London part of the time, but she actually just moved back to Athens and opened a comedy club there. So I wanted to catch up with her and get her take on it. And here's what she said when I asked her if she did political bits in her act.
You can feel the audience just go, oh, no, I don't want to even think about, I don't care about those idiots. There's such a backlash against all politicians in Greece that even to make fun of them, the audience kind of goes, no, just can we talk about something else, please?
And I asked her, so what's changed? Why did Greece fall out of the headlines, like we said before? And here's what she told me.
Well, it's because we're not dying now. Do you know, it's not crisis. The crisis isn't at a crisis point. It's still there. And also, other countries have very kindly gone to absolute mayhem. So they make us look stable suddenly. So we thank them very much. So people, they'd rather invest in a country that was bankrupt but is trying to get out of that situation than a country that's in war with Russia.
Of course, there, Marco, she's referencing Ukraine. She's saying by the standards of comparing Ukraine with Greece, Greece looks pretty good to people right now.
Yeah. What about Angela Merkel and others in the Eurozone? How do they feel about Greece's, we'll call it, rediscovered financial instability?
Well, there has been a slight change in the German rhetoric about this. Of course, everybody looks to Germany because they're the powerhouse of the Eurozone. They were the ones who really stepped up and said, look, we have to save Greece. We have to save the euro. But a lot of what's trickling out from some of the upper echelons of the German government right now is sort of saying we're actually kind of happy to let Greece go this time. Mm. And that's a significant change, at least in the rhetoric of it, whether they really mean that or not, or whether when push came to shove, either Syriza would try to get out of the eurozone or Germany would willingly let them go. I don't know. I think it's too hard to say.
Yeah, we'll see. The world's Clark Boyd. Thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.